Zog de Gemara daf lamed aleph amud beis, the last line. Omer Rav Nachman, b'shel Torah ein chazok eshliach ois eshlichusay. When it comes to a derais rikadin, we're not soymich on the fact that chazok eshliach ois eshlichusay until we actually see him do it. Zog Rashi, k'loy ma'aloy samchinu na chazoka ad chazin on the ovad. Zog de Gemara daf lamed beis amud aleph, b'shel soifrim. However, when it comes to the rabbanon dekadin, samchinon, we're soymich on the chazaka that shliach ois shlichusoi. So Rashi, samchim naches ka shliach. The inami loy ovid, even if the shliach did not fulfill what he's supposed to do, loy chomer isurei, the is not so chomer, kagoyne ruvet chumin. So being that it's a isse that's more kal than the isse the raisa, so we're soymich on the chazaka. That's what Rashi says, that even if it's loy ovid, it's not so chomer the isse, like erev tchumin, and that's why chazaka shliach ois shlichusoi. That's one understanding in the difference between the Raisa and Shal Seferim. Others want to explain that the difference is that Chazoka is not be'etzem mevarer that Vadai, that's what took place. Just it remains a Sofik. Chazoka Shlichoi Shechus is not a Vadai. Just it's a Sofik that we're not sure if he did it or not. So it blabed like any Sofik. Mechza Mechza. So by the Raisa, since by a Sofik Daraisa, we know usually you go to Chumra. So you go to Chumra and you say he did not do it. Sofik Daraisa L'Chumra would translate that you can't rely that Chazok Shlichoi Shechusa, you go to Chumra. Masha Enkein by a Drabonon, where we go L'Kula, Sveik Drabonon L'Kula, so Mamela you can rely that he did the Shlichas. That's how the Shittim Kubetzis in Nozeh Dafid Beis explains the difference. That b'shal Torah, we don't say chazok shlicha shichusai. Why? You go l'chumra, but sofik deraisa l'chumra. It remains a sofik. We're not sure. So it's like mechza, mechza, sofik, sofik deraisa l'chumra. By the Rabbanon, b'shal sofim chazok shlicha shichusai, since sofik Rabbanon l'kula, so we can assume, we can lie, that the sofik was done, and that's why you say chazok shlicha shichusai by the Rabbanon. Now the Ritva says, even by the deraisa that we don't say chazok shlicha shichusai, that's only l'kula. That means we're not going to be soymich l'kula and assume that it was done. Then we're not soymich. But when it comes l'chumra, avada by the raisa with choshesh that he did his shlichus. For instance, if someone says kaddish l'isha and it doesn't say who, and so now the Gemara clearly says that you're also becoming l'shem shabbat oilam, the Gemara in Kiddushin. Why? Why are you also becoming l'shem shabbat oilam? Because chazok shlich oish chusa by the raisa when it's l'chumra. So l'chumra zok to b'etwa avada by the raisa you say chazok shlich oish chusa. Just l'kula, we don't say that the job was done by the raisa when at soymich on chazok shlich oish chusa. But that's l'kula dikdin. But l'chumra to say that the meshaleach is also b'chol anosha shabba oilom because the shliach was mekadosh and isha and we don't know who his wife is. So any woman in our is a sofik achis ishtoi. That about you say chazok shlich oish chusa by the raisa too when it's l'chumra. So that's Shita as Rav Nachman. B'shal Torah ein chazok shlichoi shechusoi, b'shal Sofim chazok shlichoi shechusoi. V'Rav Sheshes, the Bapluto Rav Nachman says, echot zeh v'echot zeh, sai by the Raisa, sai by the Rabbonon, chazok shlichoi shechusoi. Even by the Raisa we say, chazok shlichoi shechusoi. The Tosov here points out that Rav Sheshes din, that echot zeh v'echot zeh chazok shlichoi shechusoi, is dafka when the Meshalech is relying on the shliach doing it, and he's gonna bali de michshol if and an avera if he's gonna think that it was done. So we say chazok shlichoi shechusoi. So then we say chazok shlichoi shechusoi, so he shouldn't come to de michshol. But without a michshol, then even Rav Sheshes would agree that we don't say chazok shlichoi shechusoi by the raisa. So Tois in the middle of the Masach Rav Sheshes, elo b'mokem shim la yaseh shlichusoi yovei ameshalech li de avera im yismach olav. So that's why Rav Sheshes holds Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi even by the Raisa, because Yovli de Michshol Oli de Avera. Now, the halacha we paskin in Shin Lamed Aleph in Yoredeya, Sif Lamed Dalad, Shuchnoch paskins like Rav Nachman, that by the Raisa ain't Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi b'shal Torah. Only by Shal Soifrim Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi. So not like Rav Sheshes, but the Ramah says that when there's a Michshol, when it's an Avera for the Meshalech, then we say that even Mishal Torah, we're soymech like Rav Sheshes, that Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi. So it comes out, the Mechabit says we pass like Rav Nachman, but the Ramos says, B'mokoy Michshol, so then we align Rav Sheshes, and Shlichoi Shechusoi, B'mokoy Michshol, B'mokoy Avera. Zok, the Gemara Om Rav Sheshes, from where do I know this din, that Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi, even by the Raisa, the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, The Mishnah Menachos, Mishekorav Oimer, when the Korban Oimer was brought, Hutrach Chodosh, after the first day of Pesach, when the Oimer is brought, so Chodosh is Mutter, Miyad, right away, V'arachoykim, those that are not near Yerushalayim, Mutorim Chatzos Hayom Ve'elech, they're Mutter from Chatzos Hayom and onward. But then you can assume that the Korban Oimer was brought. Well, Chodosh Deraisu, Chodosh is an Issa Deraisa, V'ktoni Achoykim Mutorim Chatzos Hayom Ve'elech. That means that the Rechoykim Mutter from Chatzos and onward, the Rambam, in Pirsha Mishnayis and Menachos, he says that Chatzos doesn't mean Chatzos for the Mokum Rechoykim, not their Chatzos, but the Chatzos of Yerushalayim. But like upon him, what do we see? That the Rechoykim are Mutter Mechatzos Yom Ve'elech. Why are they Mutter Mechatzos Yom Ve'elech? Because you can assume, La Mishum, Chazok Shlichos Shechusoi. So we see clearly a Raya by the Raisa, by Chodosh, Chazok Shlichos Shechusoi. Rav Nachman Omer, Rav Nachman is going to answer that that's not a raya. Hosom kiriktoni taimo lifishi yoidin shem bezdin misatzim bohi. Meaning that over there we're talking about kahanim. Bezdin shal kahanim is not misatzel. Bezdin shal kahanim are not going to procrastinate and not do what they have to do. So that's why there's a chazokas lichoy shechusoi. Because a bezdin shal kahanim. Mashengen, if it won't be a bezdin shal kahanim, if it won't be the hakrov of the oimer, so then maybe there's no raya that's chazokas lichoy shechusoi. So Mela, that's what Nachman answers, that there's no raya. Now the Ritva points out, the Gemara doesn't stam say that Kahanim's Gizim Heim, and that's why there's no raya to Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi. The Gemara rather says, V'shi Yoidin Shem Bezim is Atzlin. It's a din in Enim is Atzlin. Why don't we just say Poshet, Kahanim's Gizim Heim? Zok the Ritva Big Yisoid. When do we say Kahanim's Gizim Heim? When something is due right now, so then we say Kahanim's Gizim Heim. Meaning, you need to do it now, so you can assume that Zrizim, so they did it right now. But something that doesn't have to be done right now, something that can be done anytime throughout the day, the Korban Oimer can be brought anytime throughout that day, so then Kahanim Zrizim wouldn't apply. Zrizim is only when something is due now, so they did it the first possible moment, when it's due now. Mashenken, something that has the whole day, we don't say Kahanim Zrizim. So Mela, we say Dafka, the word of Ein Bezin Misatzim, meaning Bezin Shakahanim and Amisatzel, but Lo'olam, there's no Raya Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi by the Raisa. And if Sheshes learns, no, just like Bezin Shakahanim is Amisatzel, so who are then a Shliach Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi? You don't differentiate between Ein Bezin Misatzim and the din of Chazok Shlichoi Shechusoi. That's how the Goyen Yaakov explains, that Rav Sheshes would learn, just like with Soymech and the Chazoka, that Bezin Shakahanim and Amisatzel, so too is Soymech and the Chazoka, that Shliach Shlichusoi. Now Rabbeinu Gershon has a gears over here, and he says she'ein bezin shel kahanim is atzim. That's the word. It's the word in bezin shel kahanim. Zok the Gemara v'ikad amri om Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is saying beno amin elof. And where do I know that we do not say chazok shlichoi shechusa by the raisa? The Ketoni Taimer says clearly over here the vishyodin she'ein bezin is atzim boy. Only over here by the Korbanim it says because we know that bezin shel kahanim is atzil bezin lo mis atzlin. Ha shliach misatzel. So we see clearly a shliach would be misatzel by the raisa. But Rav Sheshes Somalach, no. Bezdin, the difference is at pag di yoma. By bezdin kakan, we can rely that it was done by chatzois. So rechay can amut mechatzois. Shliach kula yoma. By shliach chazok shliach shechusoi, it's kula yoma. But at the end of the day, you have a chazok shliach shechusoi. Zok di mav am Rav Sheshes ben Amin Allah. From where do I know? Where do we take a seed as you saw that shliach shechusoi by the raisa? Zok mav de tanya. He isha sheish la leidoi ziva. A woman has to bring a carbon lady or a ziva, mevia mois, when he sends the shofar. She brings the money and she puts it in a coop of tzedakah in a shofar, v'teveles, v'icheles, b'kotchim le'erev. And at night she can assume that the carbon, the kinim, were brought based on the money that she placed with her name in the shofar. So we see chazoka, that shliach ha'ishachusoi, the kanim did their job. Now, Tosin Chagiga, it's brought down in the side in the Gemara over here, Tosin Chagiga, Daf Chaf Aleph points out that over here it says, when is she tevelas v'echeles b'kotchim le'erev? You can assume the kahanim did their job, and at night she can eat kotchim. Yet the Gemara before said that by chatzos ve'elach, it already carbon oim is mutter for chaykim. Why over there the chatzos and over here it's still erev? Zok Tosin Chagiga, the fundamental difference. A carbon oimer is a carbon tzibur. By a tzibur you can rely that it was done by chatzos. Mashekin the carbon lettuce, the carbon yochid, a yochid, the kahanim, take it more easier, so to speak. So not till the end of the day, but at the end of the day, only be'erev she's a cheles b'kotchim, because it's a carbon yochid versus a carbon tzibur of oimer, where you assume it was done already by midday. Al kaponim we see chazok shlichoi shechusoi that the kahanim brought the carbon. Zok the mogam my time and lamishum damin chazok shlichoi shechusoi. So we see a raya. Rav Nachman Hosom, the same teretz, could Rav Shmaya, the Om Rav Shmaya, chazoke in bezes shal kehanim oim dimishom, at shichu komo isha b'shoifo. This is special chazoke that bezes shal kehanim are not oim dimishom until they finish the pot, they finish the kupish al tzedok at the shoifo. So that's why you can assume be'erev she's oichel b'kotchim. Not because lo'olim chazoke ain't shichu isha chusoy. Bezes shal kehanim is different, that the chazoke, they don't leave anything over, and they finish all the kabbonis by the end of the day. Zogt dir morgen um Rav Sheisim na amina lo de Tanya. Ho im le chaveiroi, tzeve lakit lecho, teine mitin nosi. If someone tells his friends, go and gather any figs that you want from my fig tree. Now, he didn't give him a certain basket and tell him how many figs he can pluck. He said, eat as many as you want from my fig tree. So, oichom en arai, the person that's plucking, is allowed to eat arai, because it's not a kviyas de kasuda. So even without taking off chumas and maises, achilas iron is sodi is muta. Uma asron vadai. And if he wants to be ma'aser, he could assume that no maisa was taken off, because the balabais did not take off maisa on his behalf, because the balabais has no inkling how many figs he plucked. He didn't give him a certain basket to tell him, fill this up that I can know how many you plucked. So that's why, if you're going to be ma'aser, you're ma'aser vadai. However, if the balabais told him, malcho kilkulazeh, if he told him, fill out this specific basket, and you know exactly how many ounces, how many figs are going to be plucked based on the basket. So if he told him, malcho kilkulazeh, teini mitinosi, so then oichom and arai, he's allowed to eat achilas arai and the soda without chumas and maises, uma asron d'mai. And if he's ma'aser d'mai, because there's a sofek, maybe the balabais took off chumas and maises on his behalf, even though Shlomo Namukov, because he knows how many he's eating, because he gave him a specific basket. This is only specifically talking about where the Balabais is in Am Oretz. Being the Balabais is in Am Oretz, so Mimela, he's not choshesh, he's not concerned about the Is of Lifnei Iver. So Bamedvo Mamurim Ba'am Oretz. Then you say that Yama'asis Dmai. Maybe he took off, maybe he didn't, maybe he cares about Lifnei Iver. The fact that the person plucking might eat fruits that are not mu'usa, maybe he doesn't care. He's not ma'aretz. He doesn't care about lifnei iver. Aval b'chover, but if the balabais is a talmud chacham, oichol v'netzoch la'aser, then zogt Rebbe, divrei Rebbe, you can assume at 100% the balabais took off chumas ma'is on his behalf by when he told him fill up this kilkula. He knows exactly how many he's taking, and he knows, and you can assume that he took off because he doesn't want to be oivan lifnei iver. He's not going to have someone take fruits that are not mu'usa. So by talmud chacham, If the balabais is a chover, then the person plucking does not have to be ma'aser at all. Ein tzoch la'aser. Divrei Rebbe. Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer, his father Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Bamedvo amamugim ba'am oretz." Punkt vaket. Bayin am oretz taka yema'aser d'mai. Aval b'chover, if the owner is a talmud chacham, ein oichel atchi aser. Then he for sure did not take off chumas and ma'asers. You cannot eat until you take off ma'aser, and that's be ma'aser vaday. Since the Talmud Chacham, the owner, is a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to remove Trumas and Maisa Shloim and Amukov. Shloim and Amukov means that you're removing the Trumas when the produce is not in front of you. Since you're taking off on behalf of the person plucking, that's not in front of you. That's called Shloim and Amukov. Maybe it's spoiled. Maybe it's not the right shear. Maybe it's not. It has to be in front of you. So Shloim and Amukov did not choshe the oiv on the Issa of Shloim and Amukov. So Mimela Zok Reb Shimon Gamliel, if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he for sure did not take off on your behalf. So for sure you have to take off Vadai. Zok the Gemara, Aval B'chover En Oich Lach Yasel Lefi Shlo Nechzu Chaverim Litam Shlo Min Amukov. Omar Rebbe, so the point of contention is by a Talmud Chacham. Do you say the Svara that a Talmud Chacham is for sure going to take off? Why? Because he doesn't want to be Oyman Lefnei Iver, even though it's Shloim and Amukov? Or do we say, no, the Talmud Chacham is not going to be Oivan Shloim and Amukov because he's a Talmud Chacham, even though it might be Lifnei Iver. He's not going to do Shloim and Amukov. Zok di Gemara, Omar Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Nirin Dvorai Midivri Abba. My words, that by Talmud Chacham, he for sure took off because he doesn't want to be, that the person plucking his Oivan Lifnei Iver is more mistaver than the words of my father, Reb Shimon Gamliel, that says that by a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to remove because Shloim and Amukov. Why? Why are my words make more sense? Mutov sheyachshlu chaverim litram shloim min hamukov. I rather assume that a Talmud Chacham was oivan the isekal of shloim min hamukov v'lo yachilu lame oretz tvolim. And rather than saying that he was not ma'asra at all because he doesn't want to take shloim min hamukov, and the ama oretz, the person that's plucking now, is going to eat tevel. So it's poshut, he said, Rabbi, that nirin dvarim idivri haba, that even at Talmud Chacham, for sure you can assume he took shlamin amukav, because it's rather take up be oivan isakal than have tvolim go mitachas yodoy, that the amoritz is going to have tevel. And if Shimon Gamliel argues on that, no, a person is not going to be oivan isaklila, and isakal, even shlamin amukav, on the cheshbon of someone else not being oivan isakhomer. Zog the Gemara, atkan pligia le de ma'as sova, nechshedu, ma'as sova la nechshedu. The whole machlokes is, if nechshedu or not nechshedu, to be toirim shlamin amukav or not. But they both agree, avakuli alma, chazoka shlicha shichusoi. That be'etzim the chazoka, that you can assume that the balabais, the owner of the field, oy shichusoi, he would have removed the shumas from Isis. Just shlamin amukav he doesn't do. So we see akoponim, chazoka shlicha shichusoi by the raisa. Zog the Gemara, so it's right, Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman, is a new chazoka. It's not the algemene chazoka, the regular chazoka of chazok shlich chuzoi. No, it's like a b'chanina chuzoi. Doma b'chanina chuzoi. Chazoku achover shenem oitzi mitach ziyode dove shenem mesukon. The reason why the Balabais can assume that a chazoka that he took off Trumas and Maisus, if not for the problem of Shlomin Amukov, is not because chazok shlicho shechusoi. No, chazok al chover sheinem oitz dove sheinem mesukon mitachas yodoi. Because since, after all, who's responsible for the Trumas, for the fruits right now? Zok drashi mitachas yodoi, the hoyle peret ideyu. It's the Balabais' fruits. Alei didei ramya. It's his responsibility to make sure the fruits are moser and not to be have lifneiver coming out of his hands. V'chayish lifneiver. So that's why the chazok and the chover that is amoytzim tachzir adov shein mesukon, because it is a lifneiver. Aval shliach, but a regular shliach, the kobil alei michavegoi, that he accepted upon himself something that his friend told him to do on his behalf, ikle meimar, the miyayish, v'loyovid, and he did not do what he was supposed to do. The sovar ahuloi, sovar chalai, the guy doesn't really rely on me. So when you have a chover that's not going to be moitzim tachzir adov shein mesukon, so then we say that he for sure took off the trumas and maises. The question of machlokes is only shleimin amukav. But that's not a right to chazok shlichoi shechusoi. Chazok shlichoi shechusoi loilem you don't have, because a shliach doesn't care like a chover that shleimin mitach zero dovash and mesukon because of lifneiver. The shliach thinks he's not relying on me. Loyalai somich. He's miyayish from me. So meila, there's no chazok loilem that shlichoi shechusoi, and that's where Nachman is matcha. There's no rai from here. This is like a b'chanina chuzoi dafka that chazok al chover sheinim moitzim. That's why it's different over here. Atoiza points out the whole Gemara's raya of being melaka teinim etenosi. What's the raya chazok shlichoi shechusa by the raisa? Hafroshes trumas amaisas on Paris, if it's not dog and tirish v'yitzar, is only the rabbonon. So you have no raya bechlale gabrid in the raisa of chazok shlichoi shechusoi. So teisa is nebadam teinim etenosi. Avagav the maisa Paris mit rabbonon. So what's bechal the raya that you want to bring that chazok shlichoi shechusa by the raisa? Rav Nachman moed b'shal seifik chazok shlichoi shechusoi. Rav Nachman agrees by the rabbonon chazok shlichoi shechusoi. So what's bechal the raya? Zok teisus kaven the ikas shem maisim na teira choshiv leibish kishal teira. Since the ikas shem hafroshes trumas amaisas. Yes, by dog and tears v'yitzes the raisa and by peyus it's rabbonon. But the shem hafroshe is applicable by the raisa. It's min ha-teira, by dog tish v'yitzer, so it's considered like shalteira. So mele, there would be a raya that chazok ashtich ha-shechusa b'shalteira, even though we're talking about teinim etenosi. That's what Teisa wants to say. Now, if you hold, not like Teisa says, that all Pegas Ilan is also the raisa, so then taket is a raisa, there's a raya to a regular chazok ashtich ha-shechusa by the raisa. But Teisa holds that no, lo'oilom it's taket rabbonon. Only dog and tish v'yitzer is the raisa. But since you have that chazok shlichoi shechusa by something which is ikur midaraisa, so mela, just like by the raisa, you would think that you're not soimich on a chazoka, so then by a drabonon, which is ikur midaraisa, you should not be soimich on it, on this chazoka. And the fact that you are is a raya that by the raisa is samchin on a chazoka. Meaning, Tosis understood that if by a deraisa you're not soimich chazoka, so then who adin by something which is ikroi midaraisa, you should not have to be soimich on the chazoka. Even though it's rabbonon, but it's ikroi midaraisa. And the fact that you are is a raya chazoka shlichoi shechusoi by the raisa. The Bikvege has a kasha tzorchin on the Gemara before. They want to bring a raya from Nakrovas Oima. So he says, if the chazoka shlichoi shechusoi is not a birur, but it's only a roiv, that roiv people do their shlichas, so then by chodesh, it's a dovash eshamatirin. So then, by Dovah Sheish Matirin, we're not saying Mechan Roiv. So why would you say Chazak Shlichai Shechusai? If it's a Dovah Sheish Matirin, he blabs the cash on the whole din of Chodesh, then it's as Chazaka. If it's Medin Roiv, so then Dovah Sheish Matirin, we're not saying Mechan Roiv. On the point of contention between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that he says, Nizan Dvarim Medivya Abba, do we say that a Talmud Chochem is not going to be over on a Issach Kal? That's what Shimon Gamliel says. And he's not going to be over on Shleiman Amukov, even if it means that someone else will be over on Issach Chomer? Or do we say no? Rabbi says that no, Avadi was term Shleiman Amukov. It's better to be over on Issach Kal, and you can assume he took off versus having Lifnei Iver on his cheshbon and someone else to be over on Issach Chomer. So this is really a Sodisik Machlekas. Do we say that a person is allowed to be Oivan Issachal to prevent someone from being Oivan Issachomer, which is the whole sugya in the beginning of Shabbos, Daf Dalet, by Radiyah Sapas, and we'll see soon on Amud Beis, Tosis Bavorns it from that sugya, and the Yisoyed Machloikas that the Achorim discuss. We'll stop over here, but the Gemara says Omar Mar, which is a Hemshach of the sugya.